On the line now, I have Dylan Henvey. Hello, Dylan, how are you?
I'm not too bad, Noel. How are you getting on?
Okay, not too bad at all. But this play you have on the 25th, give us some background to it, the name and the background to it and what it's all about.
Yeah, so it's on in Smock Alley on the 25th of February, starting at 8:15. And the name of it now, maybe you'll have to have your finger on the bleep button here, but the name of it is To the Arsehole Who Ruined My Favourite Film. So okay. That's a strange title. It's sort of an open letter, I suppose, okay. to this arsehole in question, you know.
And do we get to know what your favourite film was?
We do get to know what the favourite film was. Yeah, we do get to know what the favourite film was. I can leave it in a bit of suspense, but I can tell you now it's sort of a bit of a homage to Citizen Kane. I don't know if you've seen it. So that's where that goes. But if it goes a background to the whole thing, it's actually a retelling of the Temptation of Christ story. You know, in the Bible, Jesus went out into the desert for 40 days and 40 nights, and he had to get tempted by the devil, you know, tempted by all the sins and everything that the devil had to offer, and he had to be sure that he was the Son of God and all the rest of it. Well, in my story, just this born-again Christian, Richard Devine, and he as well wants to put himself to the test, but instead of going out into the desert, he goes out in St. James' Street and Sweet Sensations, that old sex toy superstar on St. James' Street. He goes to work there for 40 days and live over it for 40 nights, and the devil is coming and tempting him and trying to bring him over to the, you know, trying to make him, turn him into a sinner and all this sort of stuff, and he has to try and hold out. So, and then in the end, then it ends up then the Citizen Kane stuff sort of comes into a little bit. It's a laugh.
It sounds great.
It goes all over the place. Okay. An odyssey. Yeah, no, it is. It's good.
Well, I have to say, it sounds great, Dylan. I'll be honest with you now, when I was reading a little bit up on it and I saw the title, I said to myself, well, this is, his favourite film is probably, I can't remember the name of it, but I know John Wayne was in it as a centurion at the end, and he truly is the Son of God. And I thought that's what you meant when the guy that ruined your movie. Do you remember that?
I do remember that one. Yeah.
Max von Sydow played Jesus.
Yeah, that one.
That's what I thought you were going to talk about. So, is this your first major play, or have you written more before?
No, I had another one a couple of years ago before that bloody pandemic came and plagued us all. I had one in Smock Alley before that. It was called Animals, and that was completely different. Now, that was like a historical sort of drama. It told the story of the animal gangs in Dublin in the 1940s. It comes off the back of the newspaper strike in Dublin in 1924, and how the animal gangs formed. So there were these gangs, and they were just sort of small street gangs in Dublin that formed basically off the back of just the poverty in the city in the 1940s, mm-hmm. you know, in around the tenements. And basically what happened was there was a newspaper strike, and the printers got strike pay and stuff like that, but the newspaper boys who sold the papers, you know, mm-hmm. the Herald, the Times, they didn't get any strike pay, so they actually formed these small little gangs, and they came to get a name then. Actually, Frank Ryan, the famous Republican socialist, they had an altercation with him because they were still selling the IRA paper, the newspaper, and they said, listen, you have to give it to us a bit cheaper. And Frank Ryan said, basically, no, listen, we need that money, and a bit of an altercation. And Frank Ryan said, listen, you know, but a bunch of bleeping animals, you know.
Sorry, then where did you get to do the research for this, and where would you find out information on that now, for instance?
Well, of course, my granddad had told me about the animal gangs years ago when I was a kid. He'd obviously came from the tenement, Dublin City Centre and stuff like that, and he just mentioned them when I was a kid, so it was sort of stuck in my head. Mm-hmm. And then do you know Donald Fallon and Come Here to Me Dublin and Come Here to Me Blog and all that sort of stuff. So yeah, he had done a few bits and pieces on them, so there's a few bits and pieces knocking around. I think the archives had sort of done a one-off sort of hour radio documentary thing about them, so I was able to get a lot of information there, and then I basically just took that information and there was a few theories about where they got the name, and I just said, talked to Donald Fallon, who was great help, and I just said, that sounds like the best theory, and I was able to bring Frank Ryan into it. Mm-hmm. Molly, I had one character that was Molly Malone, and I had Herbert Sims, who was the architect of all the houses out in Cabaret and now in many other council estates in Dublin, you know, in the 40s. So I was able to bring all these historical figures. I think even Leo Burdock was in at one stage, and I was able to bring these people into it.
Great.
And sort of make a little drama out of it, you know.
Yeah, because I've heard of them myself, but that's as much as a lot of people in the late 50s and 60s would have heard, probably maybe a little bit before that, but it was just, we heard there was an animal gang, they were a rough gang of guys, but I don't think anybody really knew any background of them at all, so that must have been very enlightening for a lot of Dublin people. I'm sure
it was, and it was great
sold out
as well. Yeah, it did sell out. It was a great success, and exactly what you said there. People love a bit of history, especially in Ireland, and especially in Dublin as well. You know, we love to know about ourselves. So
maybe you can revive it again sometime, Dylan.
Definitely, because it needs to be finished. There's a lot of other stories. You know, there's the that just told you the start, how they got their name and how they started. But the great stories is the Battle of Balloyle, they called it, when they all went out to the races, and because they used to run the bookies, and they'd give protection for the bookies, and they all went out, and there was a bit of famous sort of scrap out with the race car. So there's other stories about the Animal Gang now. I definitely could revisit.
Okay, well, if you bring that back, I'll definitely go and see it. But anyway, we get back to the one that's coming up on the 25th to the AH Ruin, my favourite film. And how do you sort of collate that with Citizen Kane, with religion?
Well,
I'm trying to think about that
Citizen
as we're talking.
As I give it away, see, Citizen Kane is actually a retelling of this. There's a story in the Bible called Ecclesiastes, and Ecclesiastes was this man who, he wanted to be the wisest man, he wanted to be the richest man, he wanted to, you know, have the most pleasure in life and all this sort of stuff. But at the end, he finds out that basically death levels us all, and it doesn't matter what you do, if you're not happy, if you're not content, and if you don't love other people and let other people love you, then you don't have anything in life. It doesn't matter how much money you have or how much power you have or whatever else, you know. And that's the story of Citizen Kane, where Citizen Kane, at the start, he starts off and he's just a happy little kid, and he has a sled, and he's in rural Colorado, and he's on the mountains, and that's all he has is his imagination, and that's it, and he's happy. But he goes on to be the richest, most powerful man in the world. But at the end of the day, he sort of dies alone in bed, and he's sort of a wreck of a man. He's broken.
And they don't know,
the
whole thing is what he meant by what he said at the end, and that was the thing that made him happy.
Exactly.
I would call him the ultimate narcissist, wasn't he?
Exactly. Now, I give him a run for my money on my day now, but he was. And I suppose that's how I converged the two. And then the other part of it, then I brought it in because obviously I wanted to have this idea of having this born again Christian working in an adult store. It was just funny. That's just like, you know, that's just comedy 101. You know, take somebody and drop, or one ilk and drop them into an awkward situation.
I'd like to get inside your head for a few minutes.
I want to get out for a few minutes, so we can do a swap.
And a dramatist, being a dramatist, have you written any books or anything, Dylan?
No books. But I was working on something now. It was it's a bit different as well, but it was it's called Reeling in the Tears. It was 50 years of English football and failure. So I go through all the tournaments England have had for 50 years, and we find sort of funny stories and how they managed to mess it up, because I think as Irish people and sports fans, we generally like seeing them get knocked out of the World Cups and stuff. So me and another friend of mine, Mark O'Leary, the World Cup is in the winter this year, so we're hoping to have it out before the World Cup comes out, you know. So but that's it, I suppose. That's a different sort of medium again, you know.
Okay, look forward to anything you do, but this sounds intriguing. Anyway, but it's written and produced by yourself, so you've more or less full control over it. What happens on stage,
Zara Borden Yates is my director. She's very good, very experienced, so she's doing a great job now of pulling it together. So
you have Craig Gahan as Richard Devine, but you have the devil as the devil, so are you having a seance on the night to bring him?
No, too much with scaredy cat for any of that sort of method. I don't go in for any of that.
Okay.
No way.
It's terrific. Starting on the 25th, how long of a run will you give it?
It'll go that weekend anyway, but we'll have to see then after that.
Okay.
But the 25th is the night to get down, you know.
Okay. And do you travel with it at all, Dylan?
No, not that would sort of be out of my control. You know, we'd have to see how does it go well, and then we'd have to see then will anybody else like to take it on. You know.
Okay. Well, congratulations, and try and revive that other one. I've definitely got to see that as well. I might try and get in to see this and see what way I'm fixed on the 25th.
Yeah, please do. Yeah, I'll give you a shout. With the animal thing, I might do an audio, make it an audio drama type thing.
And there you go.
I'll be on to Near FM anyway. Okay. I know they're interested in that.
Thanks very much, Dylan. Look forward to that. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.